This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. City of Chicago officials plan to close three migrant shelters by the end of October since fewer people are arriving in the city. About 5,500 migrants are living in the city's temporary shelters, and that number is down nearly two-thirds from a peak last winter. Shelters in Pilsen, Kenwood, and Westtown are slated to close. Migrants at those locations are expected to be transferred to one of the city's 14 remaining shelters. The state of Illinois is spending $6 million to bolster career training for people experiencing homelessness. Governor J.B. Pritzker's office announcing today the grant funding is part of the two-and-a-half-year Home Illinois Workforce Pilot Program. It's designed to pay for training and wraparound services that could help people get back into the workforce and eventually afford housing. The Art Institute of Chicago has received its largest ever naming gift. The museum announced today a $75 million donation will be used for a new building to house modern art. My colleague Courtney Kippers reports the money comes from Miami art collectors Aaron I. Fleischman and Lynn Lockheed. The new building will bear the donors' names and will be within the museum's existing campus, although the exact location has not been announced. Here's museum president James Rondeau.
We really are a profoundly finite site. So there are, I think, some opportunities to repurpose underused spaces and then also relocate certain aspects of the collections to create the potential for this construction.
No timeline has been released for the project. And just a note that the Art Institute of Chicago is a financial supporter of WBEZ. Today is National Teens Voter Registration Day, and one high school on Chicago's South Side held a voter registration drive. My colleague Anna Savchenka asked some teens what political issues are top of mind for them.
I definitely say the housing crisis right now, because I would like to be able to afford a home when I'm older. So if any presidential elect could lower the housing prices a little bit, that would be nice.
For me, what I struggle with right now is gas. The prices on gas are really high. I have to pay like $70 to fill up my tank.
To me, I would say the immigrants coming in, how it could be affecting our own citizens and how our citizens view this, this wave of immigrants coming in to this country currently.
You heard from Aiden Taylor Lott, Jacob Federici, and Jesse Howard at a teen voter registration drive on Chicago's South Side. And the Chicago White Sox are just 9 losses away from ending up on the wrong side of baseball history. The Southsiders are now 33-112 on the season. They're inching closer to the New York Mets record in 1962 of 120 losses. With 17 games to go for the struggling White Sox, the record feels inevitable. But interim manager Grady Sizemore says he's enjoying the opportunity to lead a pro team nonetheless.
I enjoy competing. I know that it's not easy going out there and not getting wins, but I'm having fun pushing these guys and trying to do everything we can to scrape out a win whenever we can. And we're trying to get to the point where we're playing good ball every night. We've seen it when we can execute and we can do everything right that we can pull out some wins.
The Sox try to get back in the win column tonight when they host the Cleveland Guardians. Weather, sunny and very warm, high in the mid-80s, and then partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 60s, and sunny and warm again on Wednesday with a high in the mid-80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.